This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Welcome to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. I am Jimmy Kelcher, voice of the Owls, broadcasting live from the Owls Nest for Bradford's home matchup hosting Cotter Sport. So Cotter Sport rolls into town tonight. It's the Owls' first game in the unofficial second half of the season, coming back from the winter break. And I believe it is Cotter Sport's as well. If that is accurate, Cotter Sport comes into town tonight with a 3-2 record. We'll dive into that. But first, let's cover where we're at with the Owls, because they have had themselves an up and down season. Currently, they're on the up. So they'll see if we can keep it that way tonight. My sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station here, broadcasting from the Owls' ninth game of the season. Ninth game of the season, only their second game at home. So the Owls, at one point, they started out 1-0 with their first win at the Otto Eldred Memorial Tournament, and then they win against Eisenhower there for a 1-0 start. Then they lose their next four games, so they fall all the way to 1-4. In that span, they lose Cam Austin for medical reasons for an injury about a game and a half. But they ease him back into the lineup, so he is not a starter when he comes back. So, you know, closer to maybe two full games, two and a half games, depending on how you want to count that. Then they go to the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament. They lose the first round there. The second round, they draw Otto Eldred, who is the first team that they lost to. It was a close game, but they ended up losing in the final moments of that game. So they have a rematch against Otto Eldred. They get an overtime win against Otto Eldred at the in the consolation round of the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament, a 57-55 overtime win. So that one, or I'm sorry, 61-57 overtime win, and that starts the momentum swing a little bit for the Owls. Then they will go down to Warren, where they end up with a double overtime win. And then they finally have their home opener, and that game turns into against DuBois Central Catholic, and that one turns into another close game, but they end up pulling out a 49-43 win. So they get their season back to 500 on a three-game win streak, two of those wins in extra time. They get their season back to 4-4 heading into their winter break. So now in comes the Cotter Sport Falcons. The Falcons, they lost two games at that Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament. They were in a different bracket, but they lost two games there. One of them was to Portville. It was a close game, but they lose 63-54 there at the DiCerbo. They're three wins on the season, 3-2, as I mentioned. Two of them are at home. It was a win versus Northern Potter. Most recently, that was the Thursday before Christmas, so December 23rd, they get a big 60-26 win, a blowout against Northern Potter. The game before that, which would have been that Tuesday of the same week, they get a win against Port Allegheny. That one's a little closer, 59-53, and their only win on the road is in Smithport, and that one was close as well. Smithport actually battled back to bring Cottersport, I mean, right to the brink. Cotter Sport almost lost that game, but Smithport had a shot at the end. They missed it, and Cotter Sport just barely is able to hold them off. So, interestingly enough, their only win on the road is a real nail-biter against Smithport. So we'll see if that is, you know, a bit of a storyline. Maybe they're a home-court team. We'll see how they fare here tonight at the Owls' Nest. Flashing back to the Owls' storyline, they are a notoriously slow-starting team. But once they do get going, they often find their offense later on in the game, and they rely on a stout man-to-man defense and fundamental basketball to get them through and keep these games close. Almost every game that they've played this season has been close. If you take out that first Eisenhower win, which is a nice 22-point win, then every game has been a single-digit game come the fourth quarter. So they rely on, again, fundamental basketball and stout man-to-man defense. They will occasionally come out of a start off a quarter, come out of halftime in a 2-3 zone, but usually they stick to that man-to-man, and they count on that to keep them in the game. And then they just battle. They battle to keep ahead. They battle to keep a small lead, or they battle to come back from a small deficit. And that's been their storyline thus far. For Cotter Sport, they have 8 players on their team. So you have 5 starters and 3 bench players on Cotter Sport. None of them are particularly tall. There's not really any centers on the team. There's barely anybody that you could call a forward on the team. It's a team full of guards. They're all shooters. They're all fast. They all constantly swat at the ball. They're going to come up with steals and turnovers. And being a smaller team, numbers-wise, you think that would benefit the Owls. Maybe they'd want to push the pace. Maybe they'd want to try to tire these guys out. Not the case. A Cotter Sport is most likely going to be the ones pushing the ball here. They're going to be the ones trying to transition into their offense quickly. And they have some gamers. Here's the thing about small 7-8 person teams. I've been on these teams before. When you are on a bigger team, say if you have 15 guys on your team, and you have an off night, you can hide in your position group a little bit. You know, if you're the center for the team and you're a little bit off, you can hope that the other center, you know, can pick up a little bit of slack, or one of the forwards can slide down and really pick up the guy that you can't seem to cover in the paint. You know, on an 8-person team, that weight falls and is on the shoulders of every other starter on the floor. There is no position group to pick up your slack. So these guys know that they play every game just like that. And they know that when they have an off night, it means it's going to be a really tough game. So they're used to playing all night. They're used to fighting through adversity, and they're used to shouldering extra weight. They also, when you're on a smaller team such as this, they also tend to have a handful of gamers. And we do have one on the Scottersport Falcons team. His name is Christian Furman. He is the son of Coach Brian Furman. Furman is a gamer. He's going to get steals. He's going to, even though he's not, he might be one of the biggest players on the team. He's not big by any stretch of the imagination, you know, relative to any other basketball player. He might have a couple of inches on all of his teammates, but he will play down low. He will game like that. He'll work in the paint. He'll turn around. He'll try to get steals. He's going to crash boards. He's going to play quickly. He's going to try to come up with steals. He's going to try to run the transition offense and fast break. He is very much a coach's son. When you watch him play, that is kind of the first thought. If you're a basketball player, you know, when you watch these games, who's that? Is that the coach's son? You have that thought. That's the thought you have when you see Christian Furman out on the floor. So we'll see how the Owls deal with that tonight as well. We do have the starting lineups for both teams, which we will get to momentarily. But first, some keys to victory for the Owls before we get to our break for the national anthem. Given all that we've said tonight, 3 quick keys to victory. The Owls are going to want to guard out on the perimeter. Cotter Sport is a shooting team. They will live by the 3. And if you can guard that 3, they'll die by it as well. So you're going to want to get a hand up on the perimeter. You're going to want to not leave any open shots. They will do quick passes outside on the perimeter, quick passes, especially if you transition, if you move to that 2-3 zone, they're going to try to shift that zone from right to left and get an open shot on the perimeter. And they will take those outside shots. If you can get there, get a hand up, defend those 3-point shots, you'll have a good chance at holding this team to a lower scoring game. You're also going to need help D to do that, because if they fake a shot, drive inside, you need somebody to collapse in. Number 2, second key, especially with a lot of 3-pointers going up, is you need to box out. You need to keep your eyes on those long rebounds. If those 3-pointers go long and right back out to the shooter or back out to half court, you need somebody that's going to box out. You need somebody that's going to get their body on their defender, on their assignment, and go get that basketball. And number 3, coming off the holiday break, but you did get the 3 wins before that to get your, 3 hard wins, extra time wins in 2 of them, to get your season back to 4-4 That's a lot of momentum, but then you'd have the nice long break. So you're going to want to start fast. An Owls team that has been notoriously slow starting this season is going to want to start fast and get that momentum back, because there is a lot of momentum to be had on a 3-game win streak coming off the wins that this team has. They just need to get that momentum back from that long holiday break. So we're going to pause for the national anthem here at the Owl's Nest. And when we come back, we will introduce our starting lineups for both the Countersport Falcons and your Bradford Owls. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner Circle. Winner Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
There's the national anthem from the Owl's Nest ahead of the Owl's tip-off against the Countersport Falcons. So let's go through the starting lineups tonight for both teams, and we'll start with the visiting Countersport Falcons. Again, they are 3-2 on the season. Smaller team, only 8 guys. So smaller team as far as the numbers go, and smaller team in size, as we're not going to see a lot of power forwards or a lot of centers on the floor tonight. So starting will be number 13, Andy Chen. He's a junior. We have number 10, Garrett Keller. He is a senior. We have number 24, Logan Reuter. He is a senior. We have senior number 25, Brady Strike. And we have, of course, the coach's son, number 31, the senior, Christian Furman. And that will be your starting five for the Countersport Falcons. It only leaves 3 players on the bench. Expect probably at least 3 of these guys to play for the entire 32 minutes of the game tonight. Now, for your starting lineups for the Bradford Owls, coming out onto the floor right now, we will have sophomore number 10, Jake Franz, at guard. We will have senior number 13, Jared Wilmoth, at guard. We will have senior number 14, at forward, Dalton Dixon. We will have senior number 23, at forward, number 23, Cam Austin, and senior number 42 at center, Nolan Rulo. You're starting five tonight. Jared Wilmoth, Jake Franz, Dalton Dixon, Cam Austin, Nolan Rulo. So that is the original starting five from the beginning of the season. We've seen it rotate a couple of times, mostly when Austin was not able to be in that starting lineup. We've also seen it once without Nolan Rulo, and with the junior Lucas Johnson instead. Rulo actually played a big game off the bench for the Owls in that game. That was against Dubois Central Catholic, who had a little bit of size. The Owls gave up a little bit of size against the Cardinals, and Rulo was kind of the sixth man off the bench, and he came in and made a big difference on both sides of the ball. So the Owls take the floor, get ready for the tip tonight. Taking the tip will be Cam Austin, as usual, and he will go up against Garrett Keller of Countersport. Thumbs up all around from refs and players, timekeepers, 8 minutes on the clock, and we are set for tip-off. Bradford Owls basketball up in the air, and Countersport has it. Furman dishes in transition, and it goes out of bounds. So the ball almost went directly to Jake Franz, but just as we mentioned in pregame, Furman darts after it right away. And in transition, they lose the ball. So here's Franz with the Owls. Kyler Sport is going to play a smothering defense because they know they have speed and they want to get out in transition. They're going to try to come up with steals, and they're going to try to come up with any long rebound they can. Franz dribbles in, kicks it back out. Now over to Cam Austin, left side of the perimeter. He's going to drive in, lose the ball. Here's a steal. Outlet pass to Chen. Chen hands it off. His man isn't there, so he'll keep it himself. Now passed off to Furman. Furman will direct traffic. Over to Keller. Keller to Chen. Chen looking right at the middle of the perimeter. He's going to kick it out. Keller will end up with it in the corner. And he will drive in towards the foul line. They kick her out, swing the perimeter, and it's out of bounds on Kyler Sport. So a second quick turnover there on the Falcons, and the Owls will have possession. Almost 1 minute off the clock. 7:04 left. Still scoreless here as we tick through. Down inside of 7 minutes in the first quarter. Here's Wilmoth, high screen from Austin. Wilmoth is going to take it, drive in, kick it out to Franz. Franz now drives in right side. Layup is just short. Austin tries to knock the rebound off of a Falcon, but it doesn't go. Chen will get the outlet pass. He'll drive it down. They're in transition. Have to slow it up here. Back out to Chen. Cross court to Furman. Furman pump fake, drives inside, kicks it back out to the corner. And a bounce pass to Strike. Back to Keller. Kyler Sport, and they're all purples. Here comes Furman, drives inside. Cam Austin has him blocked. Chen almost gets the rebound. Cam Austin goes to get the rebound from him, and as he goes out of bounds, he does the move you see it quite often, where you throw the ball off the defender as to keep possession. It inadvertently went off the head of Andy Chen, but Austin obviously didn't mean that. He tried to wave that he was sorry, but Chen was already walking away. So Dalton Dixon, Nolan Rulo, high elbow, kicks it out to Franz. Franz will look towards Austin, and Austin will take the handoff. Jared Wilmoth streaking to the high elbow. Now he's going to drive inside, and he'll be called for a foul on the ground. So nice job by Wilmoth as he comes from the corner baseline all the way up to the elbow on the far side, receives the pass there, draws a foul. Dalton Dixon will inbound, needs to get it in quickly, and it goes right straight to a Kyler Sport Falcon here as went right over the head of Nolan Rulo. Here's a pass down low in transition, and the first 2 points of the game will go to Garrett Kellert, who breaks the scoreless tie, and now it's 2-0. Kyler Sport leads with 5:45 left in the first quarter. Dalton Dixon to Rulo, nice pass by Dixon, but the shot is high off the glass. Rebound goes long out to Jake Franz. And it'll be a foul on Kellert, loose ball foul, his second, team second. And Dixon will inbound again. This time he gets it to Wilmoth. Wilmoth directs traffic here, calls out his play. He's going to drive in right side, bounce pass to Franz. Franz takes a high screen from Rulo. Rulo will roll. Franz will hand it off to Austin. Now Dixon with the high screen. And the ball goes back to Franz. We've got Austin working off the ball and trying to pass it down low to Dixon. But the pass goes a little high, gets tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Kyler Sport ball. The Falcons inbound to Furman with a 2-0 lead. The clock ticks to about 5:15 left in the first quarter. And Keller is going to drive right side. He's got a lane, and he charges. Jared Wilmoth gets in great position there. Nope. Spoke too soon. Jared Wilmoth will get called for the blocking foul. So two shots here. The first shot is no good for Keller. And we're going to have our first Kyler Sport substitution. And the second shot is no good as well. Rulo with the rebound. Outlet pass to Franz. Dalton Dixon is off and running. Dixon picks it up. Bounce pass to Franz. He's got a lane. He'll take it. Nice fake pass. And Franz with the layup. Fancy is good on the right side. It's tied up at two. Now here's a little cherry pick from Kyler Sport. Nothing there, though. The Owls shut it down. And Chen will get it. Wilmoth with the steal. Wilmoth's off and running. And the Owls run a transition. Bounce pass to Franz. Back to Wilmoth. Pump fake. Layup is good. So the Owls out in front with their first lead of the night. 4-2 with 4:35 left in the first quarter. And Furman loses it. Passes it off, though. Chen, and we have a timeout from Coach Furman of Kyler Sport, and we'll take a timeout with him, a tax-in timeout at that. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, where we have the Owls up 4-2 over Cowder Sport. It's 4:28 left in the first quarter, and it's Cowder Sport ball coming out of the timeout. So here's a swing, Furman down low, and a kick out. Again, our first Cowder Sport substitution here. Here's Furman streaking down the lane and receives the pass, and that's good for two. So Furman gets his first two of the game. It's tied up at four with 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Nolan Rulo is open underneath, but it goes just hard off the glass. Wilmoth tries to put back. It's no good. But Wilmoth able to gather his own rebound and throw it off the feet of the defender to maintain possession. So tied up 4-4. 3:52 left in the game. Here's the inbound from Dixon. Goes long to Wilmoth. Wilmoth will set up here. Gives it to Franz. Franz over to Austin. Austin gets a high screen. Nope. Rulo keeps on rolling by. Franz sees a lane. Takes it in. The layup is good. Little finger roll from Franz. And the Owls are back up by two. 6-4. 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here comes Furman. Fancy little move there on Dalton Dixon. Passes it back out to the perimeter. And the swing back to Furman in the corner. He drives baseline, kicks it back out for three, and it's short. Furman gathers the long rebound, and Franz is able to come up with the steal. Franz running out with the Owls. Furman trying to come up with a steal from behind. Layup is no good. Wilmoth gets the second rebound after Cam Austin couldn't put in the tip. Wilmoth will drive inside. He's tripped. Hits the floor pretty hard, too. So Wilmoth put a nice little move on Brady's strike. And strike gets called for the trip there. Still 6-4 Owls ball. And Austin with it. Pump fake outside at the three-point range. I'll give it back to Franz. Franz will give it to Wilmoth and use a high screen from Austin. Now Austin will set one for Wilmoth. Now on the roll, Austin gets it. Turnaround jumper is good. So now Cam Austin getting involved with his first two, and the Owls go up by four. It's 8-4 with 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Coming off the JV game, should mention before this, the JV game went in favor of the Owls, 43-25. A nice one there. Here's a kick out. Three-pointer is up for Cowder Sport, and that's good for three as Brady Strike nails it and cuts the lead to one. 8-7, Bradford. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Nolan Rulo outside to Dixon. He takes a three. It's just long, but Austin tracks down the long rebound, kicks it out to Franz. Franz drives baseline, tries to pass it across, but it's stolen by Strike. It's almost taken back by Dixon, but Furman gets the loose ball. Furman now dribbling down, kicks it out to Strike for three. It's off the mark, and Franz will get the rebound. Still 8-7, Bradford leads with possession. 1:35 left in the first quarter. Austin, head fake, then a swing. Dixon ends up with it on the right side. Dixon looking to Wilmoth. Wilmoth will head fake, drive inside, kick it out to Franz. He's going to drive up to the middle, kicks it out to Austin for three. It is just off the mark. Rolls out. Furman with the rebound. Cowder Sport coming down the other way in transition. And Cam Austin with the steal. It's Austin on Furman one-on-one. Fast break. The bounce. A little bit of bump there. And the layup is no good. It's a three-on-one. And Furman comes away with it. The layup is no good on that end. So a couple of fast breaks can't be converted. Austin had Furman one-on-one. Tried to draw a foul there. Took a little bump and couldn't finish the layup. And we had three Owls down low and still just Furman underneath the hoop. Somehow Furman's able to come away with the rebound. And the Owls all of a sudden on transition defense, and the Falcons can't convert. Then we get the foul on Furman on the other end. So his first, team fourth in Owls basketball, 8-7. Austin drives in. goes in and out, and Austin will get called for a loose ball foul on the rebound. So his first, team second, 8-7, Countersport ball, Bradford lead, 42.6 seconds left in the first quarter. Here's the inbound to Furman. Furman will get picked up by Dalton Dixon. 36 seconds here, Countersport might try to hold for one, try to take a lead here. And we have an illegal screen on Brady Strike. So it's his second, team fifth now. Five fouls here in the first quarter for Countersport. 30 seconds left. The Owls inbound the ball with a one-point lead, 8-7. Here comes Wilmoth. Now the Owls can try to hold for one. Wilmoth will give it to Franz. Franz will dribble it out. Lucas Johnson also enters the game for the first time. So Owls almost lose it there, but Wilmoth's able to get it back. High screen from Austin. Wilmoth will drive in. Jump stop, and he'll get waved off and called for a travel. The layup would have dropped, but took an extra step there. With 6 seconds left, the Owls turn it over. Furman inbound. Going to try to get it past half court. Behind the back. Almost loses it. And tip. The shot is blocked by Cam Austin at the buzzer. No shot there. It's 8-7. The Owls lead after 8 minutes. Over Countersport. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. We're at the end of the first quarter here. The Owls have a one-point lead, hanging on to an 8-7 lead over Countersport. So, obviously, close through the first 8 minutes there. Jake Franz finishes with 4 points in that first quarter. Jared Wilmoth and Cam Austin both with two. From Countersport's side of the ball, Garrett Kellert had the first 2 points of the game. Had a chance to make it four, but missed two free throws as well. Brady Strike hits the three-pointer, and Christian Furman with one field goal as well for 2 points. So what we're seeing, again, is both teams are playing a tough man-to-man defense. And Franz with it now for the Owls after Countersport won the tip. So Lucas Johnson, Jake Franz, Dalton Dixon, Cam Austin, Jared Wilmoth on the floor. And Dalton Dixon with a nice dish. Receives a nice dish, rather, and converts for two. So Dixon's first 2 points get the Owls back up by three. It's 10-7. 7:30 left in the first half. Just Strike cross court to Reuter. Back down low to Reuter, a nice give and go, and the Owls just missed an assignment there. And Reuter's able to get an easy bucket from underneath. It's back up to 10-9, another one-point lead for the Owls. Wilmoth to Johnson, who just had a nice dish to Dalton Dixon on the last play. Franz now with a corner. He'll dribble it back out, come back up to the top of the perimeter. The Owls give it back to Johnson. Johnson drives in. And bounce pass outside to Wilmoth. Wilmoth sets up, head fake, drives inside, bounce pass to Dixon, and it's lost. So another turnover here for the Owls. Countersport not able to turn it into transition, but they do get it off to Furman. Pump fake, drives inside, layup is no good, gets his own rebound, kicks it back out to Strike for three, and that rattles and goes in. And Countersport takes another lead here, 12-10. Here comes Wilmoth, kicks it out to Austin. Austin, hard layup is no good. So Countersport with a two-point lead and now possession. 6:10 left in the first half. A nice three-pointer there from Strike. Bangs in, credit Furman to the assist. Here's another three-point attempt up. That one's long. Austin with the rebound this time. Inside of 6 minutes now. And the Owls out and running. Johnson back up to Austin. Austin to Franz. Franz will set up the offense. Cam Austin trying to set up a high screen to Franz's left. Franz directing traffic. He gets it to Wilmoth on the left side. Wilmoth will kick it right back out. Franz has the ball swatted away and out of bounds, so the Owls will retain possession. Still 12-10, Cowder Sports lead. Cowder Sport had the early lead in the first quarter. Scored the first 4 points, I believe. And now the Owls turn it over again. So here, never mind. The Owls get the steal right back. So Cowder Sport gets the steal. The Owls steal it right back thanks to Dalton Dixon. And now we'll reset again. The Owls trail by two. Dixon driving baseline, trying to kick it out to Austin, but Furman with another steal. And now the Falcons are off and running. So another Owls turnover. Furman down court. And there's a foul on the Owls, and it's a shooting foul as well. So the foul will be on Franz. And let's see, Coach Bernardi will take a timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back to Bradford Owls basketball at the Owls Nest against Cowder Sport. Cowder Sport with a 2-point lead. It's 12-10, 5 minutes left in the first half. About to shoot a couple of free throws is Cowder Sport's number 21, Dylan Howard. It's a Jake Franz foul, his first, team third. First shot is up and no good for Howard. And with a 2-point deficit here, honestly, what it looks like through the first 11 minutes of gameplay is that the Owls are just being out hustled. Second shot is no good. Austin gets the rebound out to Johnson. Johnson to Wilmoth. Wilmoth pump fake underneath, hands it off to Dixon, and he's swatted from behind. Furman credited with a block. Dixon trying to get it back. And the Falcons are off and running. Here comes Furman right down the middle. Behind the back, picks it out. Three-pointer is up and off the mark. And Wilmoth with the rebound. Now Wilmoth will probably slow it down here as he doesn't have the numbers to run any sort of transition. And he does. So Franz will end up with it. Johnson comes out and gathers the pass. 4:25 left in the first half. Again, the Owls just kind of getting outworked. Here comes Franz. Nice double clutch layup on the left side for Jake Franz. And it's tied up at 12. Franz with a beautiful baseline drive goes up, kind of pump fakes in the air, and then gets his layup underneath the hand of the defender. And then the Falcons turn it over on the other side. So the Owls have a chance to retake a lead here. Tied up 12-12, ticking down to about 4 minutes left in the second quarter. And another turnover for Bradford as the pass is tipped out of bounds, but Lucas Johnson was the last to touch it. So we've got Ryan Ward entering the game for Jared Wilmoth. So it's Ward, Lucas Johnson, Cam Austin, Jake Franz, Dalton Dixon. Furman will dribble up for Cowder Sport. Still tied up at 12. Jake Franz playing close to the Owls in their man-to-man. Furman drives baseline. Layup is no good. And he's fouled. He was being guarded by Dalton Dixon. And Dixon will be called for his first, team fourth. Furman at the line for two. So far, Cowder Sport 0-for-4 from the line, but Furman, we know, is a pretty prolific scorer, and his first is no good. So 0-for-5 so far, shooting one more. That one goes, so that one breaks the ice and gives Cowder Sport a 1-point lead, 13-12. Ward with a long two-pointer, it's short. And now Cowder Sport gets the long rebound off and running. Jake Franz with a nice block. Cam Austin with the board. Outlet pass to Franz. Franz looking, drives, tries to dish it to Ward. It goes right off Ward's hands and out of bounds. So it's going to be Cowder Sport ball again, 13-12. They have the 1-point lead, 3:29 left in the first half. Furman dribbling into a trap here, and it's stolen by Ward. Ward gets it across the half court line, gives it to Franz. Franz leaves Furman in the dust. Another double clutch layup is good. Count it, plus the foul. So Franz gives the Owls the 1 point lead and will go to the line for one additional. It's 14-13. That foul is on Rossner. It's his first, team sixth. Franz at the line for the first time tonight. First time the Owls have been at the foul line all so far tonight. Shoot one and can't complete the three-point play. Goes out of bounds on Dalton Dixon. So Countersport will have the ball, but the Owls do get their one-point lead back, 14-13 with 3:15 left in the first half. Inbound to Furman. And the Owls still playing a half-court trap. Furman across the strike. Strike avoids the trap. They try to break it and get a layup for Kellert, but Dalton Dixon sends it into the wall with a nice block. So Countersport will maintain possession here as Wilmoth comes back into the game, as does Talon Reese. So here's Furman. Picks it across the strike. Sees Kellert cutting. Kellert turnaround jumper is no good. More of a hook from about 4 feet out, but it doesn't go. He does draw the foul on Reese. So Reese enters the game, gets called for a quick foul. His first, team fifth. And Kellert's free throw is good. So he's shooting two. He's made his first. He's now 1 for 3 from the line. He's got a chance to get it back up to 50% here. It's tied back up at 14. Second shot is up and hits the front of the rim. Austin with the rebound. Tied 14, 2:50 to go. Jake Franz brings it up for Bradford. To Wilmoth, to Ward. Ward trying to shift the other direction. Back to Wilmoth. Wilmoth going to get a high screen. No, Austin leaves it. Wilmoth drives inside. Looks for a man. He's not there. So he gives it back out to Austin. Austin with the long two from the elbow. It's no good. And we have a jump ball. I believe that's going to be Countersport's possession. And it is. But it will change the possession arrow back in favor of the Owls. So Austin with a quick jump shot from the elbow doesn't go. We're tied back up. 14-14. Just under 2.5 minutes to play in the first half. Furman picks up his dribble, tries to avoid the trap. And we've got a charge on strike. Maybe not a charge. Must have been called an up down. And Ward will exit the game. So we've got Talon Reese, Dalton Dixon, Jake Franz, Jared Wilmoth, Cam Austin. Wilmoth will bring it up for the Owls. Still tied up at 14. Franz cross court to Dixon, to Reese in the corner for three. It's off the mark. The rebound goes long. It's last tipped by the Owls. Maybe Countersport got a piece of that, but it's out on Bradford. So Countersport possession. Still 14-14. So a pretty quiet second quarter here, especially in a sense about the 6 minute mark or so. Yeah, we're still in that half court trap, which we haven't seen a lot this season. Must have worked on that over the break. Furman gets it in the corner. Trapped at the baseline, but kicks it out to strike. To Kellert. Back to Furman for three from the corner. It's long. Dalton Dixon with the rebound. Dixon now looking to bring it up for the Owls. And gives it to Franz. Franz down to Wilmoth. It's tipped out of bounds by Countersport. We've got Nolan Rulo and Gleason. Nate Gleason entering the game. Gleason will get the inbound, gives it to Franz, who takes a nice jumper from the elbow, and that's good. Jake Franz with 6 of the 8 points that the Owls have scored in the second quarter. And we're going to take a tax-in timeout there with 1:32 left in the first half. The Owls up 16-14. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
WESB Sports.
Back to the Owl's Nest for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. 1:32 left in the first half, and the Owls lead Countersport 16-14. It's been a back-and-forth contest. Plenty of lead changes so far here tonight. Hard fought, a lot of defense, a lot of turnovers. Furman brings it up, guarded by Dixon. He hands it off to Kellert. Kellert now guarded by Nate Gleason and kicks it right back out. The Countersport trying to run down some clock here. He's being instructed not to dribble. Is Brady Strike. Curious game plan, considering they are down by two, 16-14. They go inside a minute here. The Owls very happy with running down that clock. Sure, why not? We have the two-point lead. Strike back to Furman. We're inside 50 seconds now. Furman will give it to Rosmer in the corner. Rosmer back outside to Keller. Still being instructed to hold it there. Back outside to Strike. We're inside of 35 seconds now. Strike to Keller. Back to Strike. We're at 25 seconds now. Strike to Keller. Down low, and it's stolen. Dalton Dixon. So they kill a minute of time, and then the Owls come away with a steal. 15 seconds now, and Wilmoth has it. Now he's going to dribble it back out. They'll hold till about 10 and start their play. So we're at a high screen from Gleason. Wilmoth drives in, kicks it out to Dixon for three, and that's good. Dalton Dixon with the three-pointer to end the first half. So Countersport down by two. Kills about a minute a clock, and it results in a turnover, and the Owls able to bring it down on the other end, and Dalton Dixon nails a three with about 2 seconds left. That ends the first half. The Owls have a five-point lead. It's 19-14 at the half over Countersport. We'll be back with your first half recap and some stats after a quick four-minute break. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
I love living in a rural community where neighbors help neighbors, even if we don't always agree on sports teams, politics, or the COVID-19 vaccines. We all have our opinions. Getting vaccinated is your choice, and no one can make your mind up for you. Talk to your healthcare provider about your questions to help make a decision that's right for you. GetVaccineAnswers.org has the latest information to help you decide. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889.
and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome to your Owls halftime show on WESB Sports here with Bradford Owls basketball. The Owls hosting Cottersport in just their second home game of the season for Bradford, but currently in the locker room at halftime and up by five. It's 19-14, but the game is much closer than even 5 points would suggest, as we've had several lead changes. And for most of the game, there's barely been more than a 2 point lead at any given time. So let's break down how we've gotten here to 19-14 at the half. To start the game, Cottersport actually struck first. I think they even went up 4-0. They were definitely up 4-2. So they had that 2 point lead they were clinging to. The Owls are just kind of trying to play catch up in that first quarter. But the Owls do eventually get the lead. They end the first quarter with a 1 point lead, 8-7. So they're able to outscore Cottersport by 1 point. And we know that we're going to have a close contest on our hands. About halfway through the second quarter, I noted while the Owls were down by, I think, 4 at the time, that it just looked like big differences. The Owls were really getting outworked. They were getting out hustled at the time. So it was a game of kind of turnovers, and both teams had plenty, but the Owls, you know, might probably had a couple more, and they were just being outworked on the boards. They're getting out rebounded, and they had given up a couple of turnovers. And Cottersport was just able to capitalize a little bit more than the Owls were. Both teams were making mistakes. Both teams were really doing kind of the same things, playing good man-to-man defense, forcing kind of, you know, both teams had to be very patient with the ball or put up a bad shot. Cottersport's a little bit more comfortable running a transition offense. In fact, they kind of look for it, especially off any long rebound or any steal. But that was really the case, the Owls were just getting a little out hustled there. However, they're able to turn it on in the second half of the second quarter, in the last 4 minutes of the first half. They're able to turn it on a little bit, and they're able to get a 2 point lead. Now, here was the curious part for me. It was Cottersport down by two at the time, 16-14, down by two with about a minute 20 left in the first half. And Cottersport gets possession coming out of a timeout, and they hold the ball. They're instructed to hold the ball from the coach. They're holding it as close to the half court line as they can. If they are forced to put the ball on the ground, take a dribble, they bring it in. They kick it right back out to the opposite corner half court line, and they hold that ball. They kill about a minute. They kill about a minute off the clock. We get to 20 seconds left. And all it results in is a Cottersport turnover. So they try to force a pass down low to Furman. Dalton Dixon steps right in front of it and comes away with a steal. Outlet pass goes in. Dixon goes straight to the corner on the opposite side after the steal. And he gets hit for the three-pointer and drills it. So the Owls take a 19-14 lead after outscoring Cottersport 11-7. In the second quarter, 19-14. So for the Falcons, your top scorer right now is Brady Strike. He's got 6 points on the night. 2 3-pointers gives him 6 points, leading scorer so far. 1 3-pointer in each quarter. Then we have Christian Furman and Garrett Keller, both with 3 points. Actually, funny enough, both with a field goal and a free throw, neither with a 3 point field goal, and Logan Reuter with 2 points. On the Owls side of the ball, far and away your leading scorer, the most productive Owl of the night so far, is Jake Franz. In the first quarter, or in the first half of play, rather, he's got 10 points, 10 of the 19. So a little bit more than half of the Owls' offensive production have been from Jake Franz. He had a chance at a big, a really nice and one play, didn't make the free throw, but he's made a couple of really great left-handed layups, tough left-handed layups where he's had to double clutch him, pull him back down and release underneath the defender's arm, and he's made both of them. So he's been absolutely fantastic out here for the Owls. Dalton Dixon, as I mentioned, nailed that three-pointer before the half. He also had a field goal before that. So he actually has 5 points on the night for the second most points here in the first half for the Owls. And Cam Austin and Jared Wilmoth, each with two, gives us 19. And that's how we have our score of 19-14 as both teams come out and start warming up out of the locker room, getting ready for the third quarter, for the second half of play now. So we'll get ready for that as well. We'll take another 1 minute break and be back with your second half of Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
My name is Jeff. I've been living with chronic lymphocytic leukemia since 2009. When I was 58, went in for a physical. My care provider called shortly afterwards to say, I need you to go see a hematologist or an oncologist. I did go to an oncologist who diagnosed me with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I did not feel any symptoms at the time I was diagnosed. But after about 5 years, I began to lose weight. There were other indications of having trouble, especially extreme fatigue. My wife, Tina, she is there for me all the time. When you're a cancer patient, support really does help you get through in every way. And for CLL, there are now several patient organizations to help get you the information you need. Getting proper information and finding other patients to share experiences is a very important part of the cancer journey.
For more information on chronic lymphocytic leukemia, other blood cancers, and resources to help, visit understandbloodcancer.com.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Coming out into the third quarter after halftime, the Owls up over Cottersport by 5, 19-14. Coming onto the floor for the Owls is Dalton Dixon, Jake Franz, Cam Austin, Jared Wilmoth, and Nolan Rulo. That's your original starting five. For Cottersport, it is Chen, Furman, Strike. Let's see. Trying to get a read on the other jersey there. Reuter and Keller. So they're starting five as well. Jake Franz tries another left-handed layup, but this one is blocked. Furman is out and running here for the Falcons. He's going to cross up Dalton Dixon, dish it off to Keller. Keller will go to work on Rulo. Rulo with some good, tough defense there, but he commits the foul on Keller. Does stop the free layup, but it'll send Keller to the line for two. It's the first foul on Rulo, so not a bad foul. Team first as well. Keller does nail the first free throw, so he is now 2-for-5 on the night, ready to take his sixth. Nails that one as well. So it's 19-16. Bradford leads by 3. And the Owls need to be very careful here on offense because they need to keep as much of this lead as they can. A nice dish down low. Wilmoth to Dixon. And Dixon's able to make it on the left side. Back up to 21-16. Keller driving in. Loses control. Strike. And trying to save it a strike, but he gives it right to Wilmoth. Wilmoth bounce pass to Austin. Austin, nice layup. And that's good in the transition offense. The Owls go up 23-16. Here comes Furman. And that's stolen by Rulo. Rulo out to Wilmoth. Wilmoth driving, pump fake, little fadeaway on the left side. And that's good for two. And the Owls have started this third quarter off and running. They're all of a sudden up by 9, 25-16. Furman to Keller. Keller drives in, kicks it out to Chen. Chen for three. And that's good. So what a fiery third quarter we've had already. 1.5 minutes into the third quarter. Still 6:30 to play, and it's 25-19. Owls up by 6. Wilmoth. And a nice pass down low to Austin. Great look. Back out to Rulo. Rulo to Dixon. Dixon back out to Wilmoth. So Wilmoth will reset. Still under the guidance of first-year head coach John Bernardi, who we've seen now through 9 games, has a strict calmness about him. He doesn't get frazzled. And Chen almost throws it to the Cottersport's able to get the steal. And Austin almost steals it right back. But Chen's able to force the pass through. Cottersport is fouled. So Franz gets called for the foul there in transition. His second, team second. And it sends Reuter to the line for two. It'll be his first two free throws of the night. 5:52 left in the third quarter. Reuter's first free throw touches the front, the backboard, and the sides of the rim, and then drops. Nice shooter's touch there from Reuter. Second shot is also good. So close the lead back down to four. 25-21. Owls again need to take good shots here and try to come away with every possession with a point. Wilmoth almost had Dixon down low, but it was just a second too late. So Franz will dribble it back out. 25-21, 5.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Franz is going to drive in right side, kicks it back out to Austin. Austin now sees Dixon on the baseline. Dixon's shot is up, in and out, no good. And Countersport with the rebound. So here's Furman now. Countersport only down by four. Furman drives in, loses the ball, and it's off the glass. Rulo has it. Rulo to Franz for the outlet. So 5 minutes to go. The Owls really can't afford to end too many possessions without points, because we've seen that Countersport, you know, has no problem killing time. They like to put up points quickly. And when anytime you you want to run a transition offense, if that's your preferred set of offense, you can put up points in bunches. So here's Wilmoth. He gets a wide open three, and it's good. Good look from Jake Franz to find Wilmoth at the top of the key, wide open, and it's 28-21. Owls lead by seven. And let's see, Countersport's going to call a timeout. So we'll take a Texan timeout right along with them. Bradford leads 28-21 over Countersport with 4:25 left in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case Vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to the Owl's Nest. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Almost halfway through the third quarter, the Owls up by seven, 28-21. The Owls doing a great job of kind of negating everything that Countersport is able to do. The Falcons are able to get out in transition, and the Owls have been able to do the same. They've gotten quite a few, I think three layups in transition here just in the third quarter alone. Countersport able to nail some threes, and Bradford able to answer right back. So with that, able to answer back on everything that the Falcons do. They came out of halftime with a 5-point lead. They've been able to extend it here to a 7-point lead, though Countersport does have possession. So Furman will have it. He'll be picked up by Dixon. And let's see, Rosmer back in the game, back to Furman. And back to Rosmer for three, and that's no good. So Austin with the wrong rebound there. And the Owls going to try to extend their lead. Bounce pass down to Wilmoth. Drives baseline, kicks it back out across court to Franz. Franz going to give it to Rulo. Steps inside. Layup is good for Rulo. And it's 30-21. And in the transition there, Strike tries to go up for a layup in transition. And they're going to call Jake Franz for his third foul of the night. Tough call, his third, team third, and Strike will go to the line for two. First shot rattles around and bounces out. So Franz is going to have to exit the game. Lucas Johnson comes in. Franz with three fouls will probably ride the bench until the fourth quarter. Strike's second shot is up, and that one is good. So it's an 8-point lead, 30-22. Owls ball, 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Wilmoth to Austin. Lucas Johnson with it now. Looking to Rulo, who comes up to the high elbow. And Rulo now will go cross court. He'll give the ball to Wilmoth, to Austin in the corner. Kicks it right back out to Wilmoth up top. Bounce pass to Johnson. Head fake. Gives it to Austin. Austin cross court to Wilmoth. Wilmoth pump fake, drives baseline, bounce pass, stolen by Furman. Furman's out and running. He's got a streaking man on his left, And it's almost stolen back by Austin. Austin trying to get to it, and he does. Austin to Wilmuth. Wilmuth down court. Layup on the left side is good by Jared Wilmuth. So another transition two off a steal, and it's a 10-point lead for the Owls, 32-22, with 2:45 left in the third quarter. Counter Sports. Rosner takes it back out to Furman. Furman gets a high screen. Back to Strike. Strike is going to drive right side out to Reuter. Reuter to Rosner, cross court to Furman. Furman with a long three-pointer, and he cashes it. Furman, with his first bucket of the second half, cuts the lead to 8, 32-25. Austin down low to Rulo. Turnaround jumper's no good. And Keller with the rebound. Down court to Strike. Strike back to Furman. And Countersport now. 8-point deficit. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. And Furman will try to go to work. Furman has a lot of room. He sees the lane. He takes it. Jump stop. Layup's no good. The shot's waved off and he traveled. So we were looking at the same vantage point there. I'm just a little bit higher up, but we were right in line and he saw the same lane. I saw a lot of space in the middle of the floor. He tries to take it, runs into a little bit of defense there, and he's called for the travel. So it'll be another turnover for Countersport. 32-25, 1:40 left in the first, or in the third quarter rather. Wilmuth brings it up, finds Austin in the corner. Austin back across to Wilmuth for three. And that one's short. Dixon fights for the rebound and he's fouled. So nice fight by Dixon as he's outmanned underneath. He's outnumbered 3-1 by Falcons. Trying to hang on to the rebound. Avoids being called for the jump ball. Draws the foul. And here's the inbound of Johnson. So still 32-25, 8-point lead. 1.5 minutes left in the third quarter to Wilmuth. Wilmuth brings it in left side. Back up top to Ryan Ward, who just entered the game. Dalton Dixon. Looks, gives it to Johnson. Johnson gets the high screen from Dixon. Goes baseline, drives. Layup is no good. Dalton Dixon cleans it up for two. So we've got 34-25, a 9-point game. 1 minute left in the third. And a block by Lucas Johnson. Rosner goes up for three, and Johnson with a clean block. And Cam Austin tries to set up for a three-pointer. And he travels. So it'll be a quick turnover there. On the Owls, 52 seconds left in the third quarter. The Owls still clinging to a 9-point lead, 34-25. It still feels like a much closer game. 9 points is nothing with an entire quarter to play, but it feels like these two teams are so evenly matched right now. Here comes Furman. Cross-court pass to Strike, right back to Furman. So he's directing traffic a bit here. He brings Reuter up to the elbow and then gives it to Keller. Keller dishes. Rosner now pump fake. Steps right back out and gives it back. And wow. So it's Furman driving inside. Takes a little bit of a bump there. No call, but the fadeaway is good for two, and it's 34-27. So a 7-point lead for the Owls with 9 seconds left. Wilmuth will get a high screen from Austin. Austin's going to roll. Wilmuth will bring it to the elbow, take the jump shot, and he makes it with 2 seconds left. Wilmuth puts a cap on the third quarter by putting the Owls back up by 9. It's 36-27, heading into the final 8 minutes of play. The Owls lead Countersport. We'll be right back. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889. And Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back for the fourth quarter of Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. That's the second quarter where the Owls have been able to end the quarter with a bucket. So both the first half, which ended with a Dalton Dixon three-pointer, 2 seconds left, and the third quarter with the jumper from the elbow by Jared Wilmuth with 2 seconds left. And the Owls, as much quicker paced as that quarter was. The Owls were able to keep up and outscored Cowdersport. Here's a quick steal by Cam Austin. And Austin's off and running. He's got Dalton Dixon on the right side. Dixon will give it right back to Austin, who's there with a clear lane on the right side. And Austin finishes for two. It's 38-27, an 11-point lead, the largest of the night for the Owls. Starts the fourth quarter. Furman to strike. Furman drives in, jump stop, and he's blocked. So the first shot was blocked by Dixon. Furman gets it right back and tries to put up a putback. And on that shot, he's fouled by Austin. It's his second, team fourth. Furman will shoot. First shot, no good. So Furman here was 1-for-2 from the line. Now 1-for-3 and one more to go. Second shot is good. So he stays at 50%, 2-for-4. 10-point lead, 38-28. Pass down court to Johnson and tries to give it back to Wilmoth, but it gets lost. And Dixon will track it down, but it'll be a backcourt violation. So 7:14 yet to play and a 10-point lead for the Owls, 38-28. Again, outscored Cowdersport 17-13 in that third quarter, so a 4-point cushion. Builds on the 4 points from the second quarter that they outscored as well. Furman just takes it baseline and finishes. Furman trying to battle back here. It's 38-30 now. Cross-court pass to Franz back in the game here for the fourth. Ward puts up a three. Ryan Ward for three. And it's good. And the Owls go up by 11 to match their largest lead of the night, 41-30. Furman now gets a high screen from Reuter. Kicks it out to Strike. Strike back to Reuter at the elbow. Down to Kellert. And Cowdersport will start to swing around, but Strike will go around the other way. And we've got Ryan Ward called for a reach-in foul on the perimeter. So I missed the note there. There was a little bit of a discussion between the timekeeper and the ref I was trying to chime in on, but I missed it. Ryan Ward's first foul, team fifth. Still 41-30 with 6.5 minutes to play. Cowdersport inbounds. Chen back in the game. Chen to Furman. Furman across court to Strike. Strike will start to dribble it in. He'll give it back to Furman. And almost lost, but Kellert's able to corral the loose ball and finish with a layup. So 41-32. Franz brings it up. Franz trying to get through some high traffic here. And he does, gives it to Dixon outside. Dixon will drive in, looking for Franz. Franz for three. He's open, and it's just off the mark. But Austin, with a loose ball, he gets the rebound and puts it back up for two. So the rebound was not corralled by Cowdersport. It got tipped around. Austin came away with it and put up the layup on the left side. Here comes Furman driving. Tie off the glass and no good, and Franz tracks the rebound. So back to an 11-point lead, and the Owls have the ball, 43-32 with 5.5 minutes left in the game. Here comes Franz, left side, gives it to Dixon. Dixon will dribble back up top and give it to Ward. Ward to Wilmoth in the right corner. Wilmoth drives baseline, gives it to Austin. Austin to Franz for three. It's good. Jake Franz nails it for three, the largest lead of the night. It's up to a 14-point game. 46-32, and we've got a timeout. Cowdersport, we'll take a tax-in timeout right alongside them. 5:13 left in the game, 46-32. Bradford leads. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls with a nice 14-point lead here, 46-32, as we are working on coming out of a full timeout by Cowdersport. We're in the fourth quarter of play. The Owls do, though, have 5 team fouls here in the second half to the Falcons 1. So that will be one thing that they'll need to keep an eye on with 5 minutes and 13 seconds left in the game. And the Owls really have come on. So this lead, a 14-point lead, first of all, they end the third quarter up by 9, 36-27, which I think is the biggest lead that the Owls have had entering a fourth quarter all season long. They've only been in close games. This game is close, don't get me wrong, but that 9-point lead is the most the Owls have led going into a fourth quarter yet this season. So here is Keller for Kattersport. Gives it to Strike. Strike runs into some trouble, and Austin with the steal. Austin trying to get through traffic. He loses it, but he's able to get it to Franz. Franz across to Dixon. Dixon will drive baseline, give it to Ward. Ward will take a three-pointer from the corner. It's off the mark. Franz gets the rebound. Little finger roll is no good. Wilmuth trying to put back the rebound, and that's no good. Went out of bounds on Bradford. So a good hustle there and a couple of offensive rebounds, but they can't finish the putback there, and it goes out of bounds. 46-32, Kattersport Sports ball, 4:35. The Owls can afford, now that they have a bit of a cushion, to not score on every possession, but they do need to kill some time. Here comes Austin with a steal, and Austin on a fast break almost loses it there. Now that Kattersport's down court, your best bet is to slow things down. As if you have a fast break, take the shot, but once there's numbers, once there's defenders there, get some clock run down. We're at 4:20, and the Owls will inbound, coming off the foul. The foul was on Reuter, his second, team second. Inbound goes to Wilmuth. Wilmuth to Dixon. 4:12 now left in the game. 46-32, the Owls lead. Dixon drives baseline, kicks it out to Wilmuth. Wilmuth to Franz, back to Wilmuth in the corner. Wilmuth will bring it up to the top and give it to Austin. So the Owls now really playing very well here in the second half. Really in the third quarter, from the end of the first on, they've played pretty sound basketball. They've limited their turnovers since about halfway through the second quarter. Been making smart plays, taking smart shots, and really been doing well in transition, which isn't typically their game. Jake Franz with a nice play and gives it to Wilmuth. The Owls trying to kill clock, but they keep getting good looks. Franz takes a head fake on a wide open three. Wilmuth does the same. Wilmuth back out to Franz. Franz will end up taking about an 8-footer just inside the free throw line, and it's no good. But they did get the clock down to 3:14. So here's Furman for three. It's long, and Franz has the rebound. So still 46-32 as we get down to about 3 minutes now. Now Ward to Franz. Franz drives baseline, gives it to Dixon. Dixon puts up a tough shot, but it goes. Dalton Dixon tonight has been everywhere. He's got 11 points on the night. 2:47 left, and Ward commits the foul down low on Reuter. So Ward stops the wide open layup there. Reuter was kind of underneath with nobody there. Ward gives him a bit of a push on the hip there, and Reuter will go to the line for two. It's the second foul on Ward, team sixth. Reuter misses the first shot. He was 2 for 2 from the line. He will get one more. 2:46 yet to play, 48-32. Reuter's second shot is up and no good. Wilmuth with the rebound. So the Owls have possession. Franz gives it to Ward. Ward to Wilmuth. So Wilmuth's right down on the baseline. And Franz will take it here as Nate Gleason gets ready to check back into the game. Dixon back to Franz. Inside of 2.5 minutes now, Franz drives in, kicks it out to Wilmuth. Back up top to Ward, and they'll swing. Dixon ends up with it in the corner. And now Austin with a lane. The Owls doing a really nice job being very selective here. Austin had a nice lane, drives it in left side and kicks it right back out. This time Wilmuth will drive it in, and that shot's no good. It's 48-32. We're underneath 2 minutes now. Furman drives in. Nice take for Furman, but can't get the roll. So a great up and under move, but the layup doesn't go. Just the way the ball has not been falling for Kattersport here in the fourth quarter. We're at about 1:35 left. And Franz leaves his defender in the dust. The jumper is no good. Now Kattersport's off and running. Minute and a half yet to go. Furman cuts through the defenders, kicks it out to Rosner for three, and that's good. So Rosner hits the three, and we'll get the substitutions that we've been waiting for. So it's 48-35 with 1:23 left, and the Owl starting five comes out. It's Talon Reese, Brendan Warner. Who else is in there? Greg Tyler is in. Nate Gleason is in. So Reese and Jake Fram's still in the game as well. So let's see. Warner to Franz, back to Warner, back to Franz. So at a minute to go now, and the Owls with a 13-point lead. Reese will drive it in, kick it back out. Now a jump stop from Warner, and the pass is stolen. So here comes Furman for Countersport. The Falcons trying to set up. Furman drives in, tries to pass it to Kellert, and Kellert can't corral the pass. So Warner will give it to Reese. Reese will set up, give it to Franz, cross court. Franz is left wide open for three, and finally the defender gets to him just before he takes it. And a whistle there. I think they just stopped it to get to allow a substitution there, which is kind of funny. Kind of a funny move. The ref just stops the game to allow the sub there. 26 seconds now, missed shot, and Countersport with a rebound. So Countersport down, shot's no good, he's fouled. The foul's going to be on Tyler, Greg Tyler's first, team seventh, and it sends Dylan Howard to the line. So Howard will try to get on the board here tonight in the fourth quarter. First shot rolls, and it's good. Everybody's still laughing. The ref just kind of came over and acknowledged his little clock stop there. Howard's second shot is up and good. And it's an 11-point lead, 48-37. Lucas Johnson, who entered the game for Franz, to Reese. 7 seconds to go. To Warner for three. That's off the mark. Nate Gleason trying to get the rebound. But it goes to Countersport, and that's the end of the game. The Owls get the 11-point win, 48-37. So a nice win there for the Owls over Countersport, as the Owls are just kind of able to take, for the first time, a lead into the fourth and hang on the whole way and only extended that lead. That game didn't get closer as it went on. For the first time this season, the Owls actually built on a lead and came away with kind of their first comfortable victory since the season opener against Eisenhower. So again, 48-37 is your final score. We're going to tally up the stats and we'll be back in about 3 minutes with a post game recap and your scoring stats for the night. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Football action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
I lived alone in this apartment, and I'd had trouble with my landlord. Basically, he was a creep. He kept coming on to me, and I kept saying no. Then one night, I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. My door, of course, is locked. But then I hear, it's my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out! You can't keep coming in.
What's wrong? I hear your refrigerator needs fixing, and I figure while I'm here, maybe you can do something for me.
Out. Get out.
I'm offering you a good deal.
Out. And I'm reporting you.
All right, all right. I'm leaving. Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Yes, sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. It's called the Fair Housing Act. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. And if you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
So welcome to your Bradford Owls post-game show here on WESB Sports. After the Owls victory over Cattersport, 48-37 was your final score. The Owls, real quick, we'll mention, is going to jump up and improve to 5-4 on the season. Cattersport, to my knowledge, is going to drop to 3-3. That's the best information that I have. Knew they had three wins, two at home, one at Smithport, and they had at least two losses, both at the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament. So unless there's an extra game there that I don't know about, they fall to 3-3, and the Owls definitely 5-4 now with a winning record for the first time since they were 1-0 following their season opener against Eisenhower in Otto Eldred. So let's wrap up tonight's game, recap this real quick. Against Cattersport, who we knew was going to be a fast team that was going to push the pace, they're a smaller team, and they like their transition offense, and they're very effective as far as forcing turnovers. They shoot a lot of three balls, so they will get long rebounds, they'll get steals, they'll get turnovers, and they'll run a transition offense very effectively. Christian Furman, kind of their star, their guy, their gamer, that is his thing. You know, that's just his calling card. He will end up causing a little chaos, whether that be getting a steal, tipping a pass, doing whatever. And then they're off and running, and Furman likes to keep this team at a high gear for most of the game long. And the Owls just had to kind of combat that. Transition offense isn't really their game. Transition in general isn't really their game. They like to set up. They're typically a slower starting team, but they rely on fundamentals. They rely on good man-to-man defense. And the Owls were able to kind of beat Cattersport at their own game when it came down to it. Now, when they tried to stick to their game plan, when the Owls tried to force their game plan, Cattersport was trying to force theirs, and those two plans conflicted, obviously, the Owls were struggling. We had some lead changes. It was very back and forth, a tight contest. When the Owls kind of gave in a little bit and let Cattersport play that game, when they let those transitions go, when they played a faster-paced game, the Owls really started pulling away. So they really did kind of beat the Falcons at their own game, which says a lot, I think. The Owls really coming along here at this point in the season. They took the four consecutive losses, and now they're all of a sudden on a four-game winning streak, and they've only played two games at home. So really nicely done here by the Owls. Let's break it down by the quarter. Again, Cattersport came out, and they struck first. I believe they went up 4-0 at one point, definitely at least 4-2. But they struck first, and we had a couple of lead changes early. The Owls did come ahead at the end of that first quarter up by one. It was 8-7 at the end of the first 8 minutes. We go into the second quarter, and here's where, again, I'll mention this moment, because this was a big moment at the end of the second quarter, the end of the first half. maybe a bit of a momentum shift heading into the locker rooms. I mean, it had to have been. It was a big moment. The Owls are up by two. It's 16-14 with about a minute and a half left in the second quarter. Cottersport coming out of a timeout, and the Falcons are instructed to hold the ball and kill clock. So they literally, quite literally, are holding the ball up at the corner near the out-of-bounds line and the half-court line, literally holding the ball by instruction of the coach. And they're waiting there. They're killing clock. Anytime they have to put the ball on the floor to dribble, they dribble in to about the perimeter or so, and they kick it right back out to the opposite corner, and then they hold that ball. They killed more than a minute of time off of the clock to end that third quarter, and it immediately resulted in a steal by the Owls. So they kill a minute, down by two, they kill a minute, and they turn it over. Dalton Dixon gets a steal right underneath on the baseline. He goes, he passes it off for the outlet and goes immediately to the corner and drills a three-pointer with 2 seconds left to end the first half. And that's how the Owls go into the locker room. All of a sudden, they're up by five. They just got a steal. They really didn't do anything. They let Cottersport kill the clock, and then they got the steal and came away with a three-pointer, and it was a huge momentum shift. So that capped off a four-point advantage in the second quarter for the Owls. They outscored Cottersport 11-7, and that gives us a halftime score of 19-14. So the five-point lead going into the third quarter. In the third, it was more of the same, but now the Owls start to open it up, and they start to let Cottersport play that transition game, and Bradford started to play it just a little bit better than them. They again outscored by four, but this time a little bit at a higher pace. So 11-7 in the second quarter turns into 17-13 in the third quarter, and that gives us a 9-point lead for the Owls going into the fourth quarter, 36-27. Now, I mentioned this at the time. I'll say it again, because the Owls have had so many close games this season. The 9-point lead, the 36-27 lead that they had entering the fourth quarter tonight was the largest lead that they had had entering a fourth quarter all season long. And they were able to not only keep themselves out of a close game, they were able to build on that lead. And really, for the first time since that Eisenhower season opener, get a comfortable win here tonight. They had some of the younger guys in the last minute of play, and it speaks to kind of the Owls at fighting against adversity, because they've been doing it all season. But tonight, they were able to build on that lead and end with some of the younger guys on the court. They haven't been able to do that. So the fourth quarter, they outscore Cottersport 12-10. And that gives us our final score, 48-37. For your Cottersport top scorers, we've got Christian Furman. He ends up with 11 on the night. He only had three through the first half. So he adds 8 points in the second half while trying to bring his team back from that deficit, and ends with 11 points. Garrett Kellert was another person with only three in the first half. He ends with 10. So he added seven in the second half as well. Brady Strike ends the night with 7 points. We have Logan Reuter with four, Mason Rosner with three, and Dylan Howard with two, as he nailed two free throws in the fourth quarter. Now for your Owls, the leading scorer of the night, but not by much, Jake Franz. He finishes with 13 points, 10 of them in the first half. So Franz was really the one that that kept the Owls in the game through that first half, that really close contested first half. Franz pulled through with 10 big points. He ends up with 13 on the night for your leading score for Bradford, 13 points. Jared Wilmoth and Dalton Dixon both finished with 11 points. Dixon, again, nailed that three-pointer at the end of the first half. He also had a field goal in the first half, and he had 6 points in the second half to finish with 11, whereas Jared Wilmoth had one field goal, one layup in the first quarter, and then he also put up 9 points in the third quarter. Jared Wilmoth, including a three, 9 points in the third quarter. He ends with 11 points. Cam Alston ends with 8 points, and he was spread out. He really came up big in the fourth quarter, got some big rebounds as well. Ryan Ward hit a huge three-pointer early in the fourth quarter as a bit of an exclamation point on the Owls' lead. And Nolan Rulo had 2 points as well. So that's how you get to 48 Bradford points. Again, your top scorer on the night, Jake Franz, with 13. As the Owls improve to 5-4 on the season, next up is another home contest. They'll be back here at the Owls Nest hosting St. Mary's Friday night. So it's another 7:30 tip-off. We're going to start pregame at 7:20. The Owls hosting St. Mary's Friday night here on WESB Sports. We'll see you back for that game. For my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station. I am Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls win